Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey, Zucky Wucky, what's going on? You're the star of the podcast today.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates Podcast. My name is Lee.
And my name is Peter.
And the Story Pirates take stories written by kids and we turn them into awesome radio plays. On this podcast, we're playing you some of our favorites. Peter, what's today's story?
Lee, today's story comes to us from a then third grader from Piscataway, New Jersey. Her name is Gabriella Freeman, and her story is called Zach's Story.
Piscataway.
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 The one that Piscataway.
New Jersey.
All right, before we hear the Story Pirates adaptation of Gabriella's story, why don't we read the original story that Gabriella sent in to us?
Let's do it.
Here it is. Hi, I'm Zach. My nickname's Zacky Wacky because people think I make up wacky songs, wacky stories, wacky dances, and go on wacky vacations. Here's one of my trips. I think I'm forgetting one more thing. I was at Hawaii, relaxing on the beach, when a bunch of sea creatures came in my direction. I ran for my life until they were out of sight. Then they jumped from trees and started attacking me. Soon, I looked like a puffed up pufferfish. The last day was the best! I got to do whatever I wanted. It was awesome. I started to run around and scream. Finally, bell rings. Oh yeah, I'm in school. Also, that was all just a dream. People come on stage. Someone whispers something. Ha! Hilarious, Kai! Hi, Gabby. How are you? Classmates, meet everyone. Everyone, meet my classmates. Hi, said the students. Students go off stage. Bye from Zacky Wacky. The end.
Lee, that was amazing. Was there stage direction written into that story?
There sure was. And that was the first time I think we've ever had stage directions in a story we've done on the podcast.
It's true. There was bell rings and there was stage direction. This was great.
Did you feel like I tonally noted well when the stage directions were there and when it was part of the story, or did I do a
Lee,
bad job?
It was crystal clear.
Thanks, Peter.
I want to hear the adaptation.
All right, here it is from third grader Gabriella Freeman from Piscataway, New Jersey. Here is Zach's story.
Hi, I'm Zach.
It's Zach.
Yeah, that's what I said.
It's Zacky Wacky.
Oh yeah, everybody calls me Zacky Wacky.
He makes up wacky songs.
Yeah, I guess I do.
He does a wacky dance.
I mean, sometimes.
He makes up wacky stories.
Well,
his stories aren't true.
Okay, stop. You guys are really distracting. And my stories are true. Anyway,
we are distracting.
Stop!
But we are so, so cool.
Guys!
We love to sing our cool songs.
Seriously, you guys.
Okay, we're leaving. Bye.
Thank you.
You'll miss us when we're gone.
Weird. But I think they're gone. Anyway, one thing that is wacky about me, my vacations. Here's one of my trips. So this one time I was at Hawaii relaxing on the beach when a bunch of sea creatures came in my direction.
Zach, is this a wacky story? 'Cause it sounds too wacky to be true.
No, this story totally happened. Anyway, I ran for my life until they were out of sight. Then they jumped from trees and started attacking me.
Zach, this is a wacky story. There's no way this story can be true.
Oh, but it is true. Also, is a coconut even a fruit?
It's a nut or a seed, but it's also a fruit. You're changing the subject. Your story is wacky. Wacky, 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 wacky.
My story is true. The last day of my trip was the best. I got to do whatever I wanted. It was awesome. I started to go out and... Oh. Well, I started to run and scream at... Stop that! Bring back those singing people. This is awful. I started to run around and scream. Finally, oh, yeah. I'm in school. Also, that whole story, that was all just a dream.
It was all just a dream.
Oh, hey, you guys are back.
Hi.
You're right. I did miss you.
Isn't that wacky?
Oh, look, my friend Kai. Hi, Kai.
Hey, well, I miss him. I've never been to... Did you kiss him?
Hilarious, Kai.
He was asleep at school.
Oh, cool. My friend Gabby is here, too. Hi, Gabby. How are you?
I'm okay.
Now all his classmates are here.
Oh, look. All my classmates. Classmates, meet everyone. Everyone, meet my classmates.
Hello to Zach's classmates.
Hey, how are you?
I just, like,
follow
around all the time.
Do you play Little League Baseball?
I don't know.
Wow. This has been a weird dream. I probably shouldn't have eaten all that coconut. Oh, well.
Bye from Zacky Wacky.
The
end.
And now Lee speaks with the author herself, Gabriella Freeman.
Hi, Gabriella. Where are you right now?
I'm in Piscataway, New Jersey.
Piscataway, New Jersey. That's my favorite name for a town ever. Do you like it?
Yes.
How is Piscataway? How do you like it?
I like the people here, and the neighbors are really friendly.
Oh, that's nice. Do you have a bunch of neighbors that you're friends with?
Yes.
Do you play games with the kids in your neighborhood in Piscataway?
Yes.
What kind of stuff do you guys do?
We play tag, and we also go to the same school.
Oh, nice. What did you do today?
I went to summer camp.
Ooh, where are you going to summer camp?
Piscataway High School.
Oh, nice. What kind of summer camp is it?
It's more like a day camp.
What do you guys do?
On Mondays, we do water activities. On Tuesdays, there's something like the drinks and boardwalk that comes to us. And then Wednesday, we go swimming. Then Thursday, we do something that we never know. And then Friday, we go on field trips.
Oh my gosh, where are some of the places you've been on field trips?
Land of Make-Believe, Crystal Springs, Circle Line Cruises.
Did you do a Circle Line Cruise around New York?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so cool. Did you see all the things in New York?
Yes.
What was your favorite thing that you saw on the Circle Line?
I liked seeing the Statue of Liberty up close.
Oh, right. That's cool. Was it bigger or smaller than you thought it would be?
Bigger.
It's really big, right?
Yeah.
I can't even believe, do you know that people walk all the way up that thing and stand in the crown?
Yes.
That's crazy. I think it'd be too high for me. So, Gabriella, are you going into the fourth grade?
Yes.
What are you most excited about for fourth grade?
Probably seeing my friends again.
Right. So, Gabriella, you wrote the story, Zach's story, about the guy named Zacky Wacky, who makes up wacky songs and stories and dances and goes on wacky vacations.
Yes.
How did you get the idea for that story? I love it so much.
I just thought about my family and the things that I like to do. And the character kind of reminded me of my brother, Matthew.
He inspired Zach? Your brother did?
Yes.
Is your brother wacky?
He likes to think of that.
Does he make up wacky songs?
No, I do.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Can you sing me one of them?
It's a beautiful day and I know I'm crazy, so I'm just gonna eat the flowers.
Did you just make that up right now?
Kind of.
That was amazing.
I started it before, during bedtime when I was bored.
It's a beautiful day and I know I'm crazy, so I'm just gonna eat the flowers. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Is there any more to that song?
No.
That's a really, really great song.
Thank you.
Sometimes I think the people that I'm friends with are the people that like to make up silly songs, and the people that I'm not friends with are the people that don't like that. Do you ever have that experience?
Yes.
Do your friends like make up silly songs?
Yes.
What did you think of the silly song that we made up for your story?
I really liked it.
Do you remember any of it?
Yes.
Can you sing part of it for me?
It's Zach.
It's Zacky Wacky.
It's Zacky Wacky.
He has a wacky song.
He makes up wacky stories.
It was all just a dream. I really love that song. I sort of sing it all day as I walk down the street. What was it like to hear your story on the radio?
I thought it was really cool.
Where were you when you listened to it?
I was actually in the car.
Were you driving or parking?
I think we were in the car just to listen to it.
Just in the driveway?
Yeah.
That's cool. Do you have any advice for any kids out there that want to write a story but they don't know how to start?
Just think of something that you know about in your life. It might inspire you.
Like you were inspired by your brother?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. What did your brother think of the story?
He really liked it.
You know what else I really loved in your story is the joke about the bell always interrupting Zach? It's just like you wrote in parentheses several times, you wrote bell rings. I like that. That was funny. I think you're funny, Gabriella.
Thank you.
Thanks for writing such an awesome story, and thanks for letting us perform it.
You're welcome.
Anything else you want to say before we wrap this up?
Thank you for letting me interview with you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for doing it.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks to all of you out there for listening to today's podcast. And if you want to help us spread the word, please rate us on iTunes and leave a comment. Special thanks today to SiriusXM Radio. Story Pirates is live in New York City's Broadway Theater District, and your kids can be the stars of the show. Send your original story right now on our website, storypirates.org, and we'll find a time to perform it for you and your family and your friends. Our new home at the beautiful Davenport Theater features new stories nearly every Saturday, and we bring the kid authors on stage after the show for a live interview. If you live in New York or are planning a trip, come see us, and yes, we host big groups too. We also have regular shows in and around Los Angeles, including After Dark shows at the Golden Road Brewery. Coming up soon on our national tour, you can see us in Santa Barbara on November 8th, Miami on November 21st and 22nd, Westchester, Pennsylvania on December 5th, and San Francisco on December 12th and 13th. And later this year, we'll be making stops in Colorado, Miami again, and Torrance, California. Check out our website, storypirates.org, for dates, times, and tickets. And if you know any Story Pirates fans with a birthday coming up, you can find shirts and hoodies at our online store, also at storypirates.org. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. And we'll see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups, it's me, Peter, and I need some help. The April Fool is back and keeps playing hilarious, I mean very annoying, pranks on the Story Pirates. But I keep getting blamed. I need help from kids at home to fool the April Fool with the biggest prank ever. Get the kids signed up for our April Fool's Bash on Zoom this April 1st, and you may even see some Story Pirates get pied in the face. Lee, Eric, and Baby with a Mustache will all be there. Add on a 3-day prank planning party camp to cure spring afternoon boredom, or check out the virtual camp themes we have every week during April at storypirates.com/podcast. We collaborated with our friends OK Play on another new music video. Now the whole family can create your own avatars and join the penguin workforce with the Story Pirate song, How Penguin Office Became a Thing. Download the OK Play app on iPhone, iPad, Android devices, and Amazon Fire tablets to star in the music video.
Now back to the show.